Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Sun is up. The sky is blue. Here comes some news from Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
Are you cracking yourself up over there?
I am. I'm so.
I didn't even hear it. What did you say?
Nothing. It was like a roses are red, violets are blue.
All right. You want to say it again?
No.
I feel like we got ripped
off. I don't
want
to. I don't think it was very funny.
By the way, I'd like to hear Super Gecko Muscle, but, you know, I don't mean
Super
to be
Gecko Muscle
difficult.
Muscle.
But I can't be the only one that needs to hear that.
Yeah, I really feel like that would make my day a little bit more happy.
If you don't mind.
Hey, Bryn, what happened to your 49ers poster?
I moved my stuff around. I've just been kind of figuring
out.
Constantly move stuff around.
Yeah, I'm just readjusting, you know. I just didn't like the view of every time Super Jekyll Muscle comes in the room or mom comes in the room, then you guys see that.
Oh, I like that. Kinda, I actually really
it's a little
that.
Bit disruptive, so...
We're all working
really?
From
you're,
home
you're,
after
you're
all.
Working from home is disruptive. That's
it
funny.
It can be. Yeah,
interesting. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, then head to RadioAlice.com under the Feed Our Families tab. Thank you. Real quick, it should be a really nice day. Warm
Looks
and
like
sunny.
It.
All right.
Last night in the NBA, Denver stayed alive in their series. This is the Western Conference Final. They beat the Lakers. The Lakers still lead 2-1. And tonight, Miami plays Boston, and Miami leads that series 2-1. That's the Eastern Conference Final tonight at 5:30.
All right.
Also, real quick, it looks like, Apple made its big press conference, and everyone gathers round the screen.
Yeah,
since you can't go there anymore, and then somehow there was an iPhone missing from their big product launch.
Yes,
the date has now been released. It looks like iPhone 12 will launch on October 13th. Everyone, so that money that you were saving for the iPhone will still go to Apple. It's just going to be a little later than normal.
Did you say October 13th?
October 13th.
Just a couple weeks. I can hold on.
You'll make it.
Until
I'm sure you can make it. All right. Overthinking things.
Yes. Mm. Who does that?
Well, look, I don't even think it's one of my bigger problems, and yet I do it a lot too. You know, there are plenty of people though where you just go, you gotta turn it off, dude. Mm. You got to.
Right.
Like, you're still grinding on that? How many days have passed already?
How many
Jesus.
Years have passed and you still grind on it? I don't, you know what the thing is? I don't grind on the things that I should grind on. I'll make a snap decision on a massive purchase without giving it a second thought. But, like, you know, some dumb little thing, I'm just like, I'm a murderer, and why didn't I, and how come they didn't, and murderer.
Well, yeah, one of the things that's weird that you seem to overthink every time, you love to party. And every time you party the next day, you overthink what happened and beat yourself up over it.
Anxiety, baby.
I don't get it. Like, I do think that, look, a certain amount, this is coming from an admitted alcoholic, though, everyone. So, but a certain amount of party foul is expected when you're drinking with your friends and you're going big. I think that's normal. Sure, if those party fouls are piling up like they did for me there, you find yourself having to make maybe changes in your drinking habits, and probably best that you don't.
Yeah, but sometimes it's best little, that you don't.
You know, social party foul mistakes
or loud, and I'm just afraid I say the dumbest things.
Well,
and,
sure you do. That's what drinking is all about.
Yeah, I just feel guilty over having so much fun, especially these days. You're not supposed to have any fun these days. This is the year of no fun. Sarah, get the memo already. God,
seven out of 10 people say they waste too much time dwelling on things or considering their options. Here are some of the things we overthink most on any given day. The best way to back out of plans you made.
Oh, yes. We do spend a lot of time trying to get out of those. You know what you should have said? No. When it was first asked.
I'm a
Sometimes
big fan of...
They seem so far off in the future.
Right.
I'm like, that'll never get here, you know.
I do not like making plans. I don't know how many times I've made plans and then the surf's up and I just go, the last thing I want to do is go that direction.
Is that thing I promised I'd do, yeah.
I want to go this direction, not that. Right. Jesus. Overthinking what to wear. I don't, that doesn't even come into that that's
well whatever. Actually, if it's right. You know, on a day-to-day basis, no, absolutely not, but for sure I will overthink. I mean, I wound up wearing that, you guys call my red velvet suit my Santa Claus
suit.
I mean,
suit,
you know, I after an experience like that, you're damn right I'm overthinking what I'm wearing to Alice events.
Oh, really? You're so surprised a red velvet suit at Christmas
was somehow compared
to Santa Claus.
Well, it's not
what
like I had
shock.
Boots
Look
and a
me.
Black belt. Stop it. It was just a cute thing with a black turtleneck. It was adorable. And you guys, now I'm Santa.
We thought it was cute too, Sarah.
We liked
bad about
it, but you had to know that was coming.
I didn't know. I didn't see it coming, Ben.
It was
adorable. I didn't read the cards.
I'll never
wear it again. Yeah, I'm sure I have it somewhere. It's not like I get rid of things.
The story continues. 7 out of 10 people say they waste too much time dwelling on things. If you're making the right decisions with your money, that's something to dwell on.
Yes, you should dwell on that.
You should definitely.
You should overthink.
I absolutely waste too much money. There's no question. Mm. No question. And in my dumb, stupid head, in between these ears, I will do the salesman's job for them. So there they are, you know, but I'm going, you deserve this. Oh, come on. Why do you, you know, Jesus. And then I end up buying something and the salesman's like, God, I can't stop this guy. Jesus.
I'd advise against it, but I really would like that commission.
Give me all the options. I want all the options.
Stupid.
Load it up.
Did something you say sound offensive to other people? That's probably a good thing to think about too. I have had this happen, especially this year more than ever. Phrases that I have said that I don't know the origin of.
Yes.
I have found myself saying them and then going, I better look that up. I don't even know if that's on the list of things.
Right. Little things that we say, they're part of the language, little idioms or whatever they're called, and you just go, oh boy, I wonder if...
Yeah, I'd like to not be canceled, if that's okay.
I would also like to not be canceled. Being canceled is like a real fear,
right?
Know?
And that I don't, you know, using things that you knee-jerk to or have used in the past that you never assumed would be considered... It's like goes to that Eskimo pie. You never thought about it.
No.
Suddenly it's like, oh, that's a... Okay.
Right. You just think, well, all their stuff's frozen, so that
I was just ordering ice cream. I didn't know. I mean, that's the name. Okay.
I didn't mean to offend anyone.
The thing that.
Can
I
not be canceled because my intention was? Yeah.
What, this one? Not that one. The other. That. Like, I mean, that's, you don't even want to say it, right?
You know, that one.
Right.
The one that used to be called something offensive. You know.
Right.
The name. Come on. Nope, I'm going to need you to say it. Come on, out with it. Say it or it's not. You're not getting it.
The exact wording of a text. These are the things we overthink. The exact wording of a text message. Why yes. someone you texted or emailed hasn't responded yet. What your friends think of you. I don't know why you'd be stuck on that. They're your friends. You'd like to think.
They saw me. I got naked and danced on the table last night. I mean, what do they think of me? What kind of party is this?
Is there a video of that?
No, there's. I was making it. I never did that.
Oh, all right.
That I remember clearly.
Marianne, please, if you wouldn't mind, send or post that video.
I think you know my rules on video. After the third drink, there's no more video.
Oh, really? Everybody knows that
we're
rule?
Look, we're adults, so nobody wants any of our crap being put on social media. We didn't grow up with it. But I have specifically said, this weekend is not for Facebook. It's not for Instagram. This is for us. Don't post anything.
Excluding Hooman, though. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, when Hooman's there, forget it. He does. Honest to God, he posted so much crap about, you know, our little get-together on Saturday night. I was just like, oh, this was for his Instagram. I see. I see what this was. This was not John's birthday party. This was for Hooman. By the way, Hooman is on tomorrow to review, I think, just one movie, him and Tommy
That's
Igo.
Correct.
It's like it's a social media, the impacts of social media documentary of some kind.
Oh.
Should be interesting. 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to guess that the conclusion is it's bad.
My guess is you're right.
I'm going to assume that handing something like that to kids and then having them chase likes is a bad thing for their brain.
For their
right?
little psyches, yeah. I would think. I haven't watched the movie. I'd be surprised if it's something, if they're like, nah, it's fine. We did a whole documentary. Don't worry about it.
Turns out it's really good for you. Keep it up, everyone.
One phone for each hand. Let's do it.
Chase those likes. All right. I got enough of that. So, we overthink things. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
Fast facts. Speaking of wondering things about that you're about to say. This is a fast fact. I find it fascinating. It's not meant to make anybody feel bad, though.
All right. Oh.
Many deaf people with schizophrenia don't hear voices in their head. Right?
Right.
They say some see a pair of disembodied hands signing in their mind.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Right. Well, yeah.
Literally crazy.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's so interesting. Because
that's, I thought it was interesting, too.
Yeah,
it's not meant to
people,
make anybody feel bad, but I wouldn't have even thought of it. Right. Of course they don't.
Like, what does their own voice sound like in their head? Like, do they talk to themselves? Like, I never shut the F up in my own head. Like, what are they just, are they signing to themselves? I don't understand.
I don't know. That'd be a great question for someone to answer. Maybe they can. 800-400-3...
It says most deaf people think in sign language. That's just their own voice.
Wow.
They see sign in their head.
Well, if they don't know what, if they were deaf their whole lives and they don't really know what the sounds are, then I guess that would make sense. You'd think in the way that you understand. How interesting. They see hands signing in their heads. Amazing.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of texts. This is, I had too long to think about the joke and it went too deep and I'm sorry. It's
you overthought
stupid.
It.
No.
Vinny, Ken Jeong is a doctor, not a dentist. Isn't that the joke in The Hangover the whole time? The guy calls himself a doctor and they're like, dude, you're a dentist.
Uh-huh.
It's not Ken Jeong, but it's the other guy.
The
anyway,
other guy.
Sorry. Yeah. I just thought that was... whatever. And he's Korean, where the original Masked Singer debuted. His mom was a super fan and convinced her son to...
Was a super fan?
Super fan.
Oh, a super fan.
Super
of
fan.
That
and convinced
show,
her
I
son
see.
To bring, and then it goes away. I'm guessing...
Into America.
So is he a producer on that then?
Probably.
All right.
Sounds like it.
Please never worry about being canceled because I'm sure every fan would pick it in your defense. We love you all. That's nice to hear.
Well, our listeners do know us pretty well. I think they could probably guess our reactions to things and know our stances on stuff. So maybe they'd help us out. Help us out. Help us out. Character witnesses.
Yeah, you know, someone else wrote, and I'm not seeing it now, but here it is. I'd like to think you guys would never be canceled, partially because I love you, but also because you don't double down. It seems like the people who really get screwed over are the ones who stand their ground when they're told they're being offensive or inappropriate. All right.
Sometimes that does happen. Right, they try to, like, re-explain it and just dig the grave deeper.
Or they just, you know, scream, it was a joke, and yet it's, you know.
Right. We were on a break!
Right.
Ken Jeong is the executive producer for I Can See Your Voice.
That makes sense.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll do music news, and we're going to start with Rolling Stone's best albums of all time.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.